My dear, sweet little one, thank you for your words. They pleased me greatly. I am honored to receive your trust and delighted that you find me acceptable as your daddy. We have a lot to learn together, you and I. You may be new to being submissive. I am new to being a dom. When I first came to GWA, it was my last roll of the dice, as it were, an attempt to prove to myself that I was still viable as a potential lover, even if only as part of a fantasy. I didn't expect to meet some of the wonderful people that I have met and made some fantastic friends in the process. I also didn't expect to have my horizons widened in such a way that made me realize who and what I really was. I have had an interesting and varied sex life, and done one or two things. Perhaps I will tell you more about those later. But that was a very, very long time ago. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't want sympathy. I don't want understanding. I am just going to tell you the facts as they are. You know from my profile that I am separated from my wife, that I have two grown-up children. My wife and I have not been intimate for nearly 20 years, for a variety of reasons. She has not kissed me or hugged me or held my hand for 6 years. We haven't slept in the same room for 3. My marriage is dead. We are really nothing more than roommates. And not even that anymore since she walked out. I don't know why I'm telling you this. It's possibly not what you want to hear. But you need to know where I'm coming from. I am desperate for human warmth. And the only thing that has come close to that, I have a very dear friend who is a genuine submissive. She and I post comments back and forth on each other's work. They have little hidden meanings that only the two of us know about, and our PMs are usually much more, shall we say, colourful. She describes herself as one of my groupies. Yeah. Nothing at all like her online persona. A genuinely lovely person. She's in a stable, loving relationship with her husband. They are in a dom-sub relationship, but there are things that she enjoys that he just doesn't. So she has an online dom. And she was talking to me about him one day and got very upset that he had to take a break for a couple of weeks. She confessed to being lost without him. And she asked me if I would take on that role for a night. I had no idea really what to do, so she helped me formulate a scenario, telling me what she enjoyed, what she wanted to happen, and said to me, "The rest is up to you. I am yours for the evening." Bringing her to the point of orgasm and denying her of conjuring wicked little scenarios and teasing her. And during that time, maintaining my composure, my control, making her respond simply to my voice, was the most potent and real experience I have had in a very long time. She climaxed. Her orgasm was earth-shattering. It was fucking glorious. And that tipped me over the edge. When I came, it was a roar from deep inside my gut. Fucking primal scream. Shook my whole body. You describe the moment that you feel in touch with your true self. This is my true self. I'm sure of that now. And I look forward to exploring that with you, to helping you release your true self. You are safe in my hands, little one. I can recite the words of others that resonate with me, but it's in my own poetry that you hear my true voice. I don't share this work with many people. There is always a part of me which considers my work to be not quite good enough. There are very few poems that I write that survive more than a few weeks. I regularly have what I refer to as bonfires of the vanities. I burn them, my notebooks, and I watch them go up in smoke. There is little of my work surviving. But those that do have a particular significance and poignancy to me, and I share that with very few. For your long drive, I thought you might like to be entertained. I thought you might like to look into my soul and see the real me. Over a quarter of a century ago, I loved a girl. I loved her so intently and with such fire and passion that when we were apart, it physically hurt We made the stars burn brightly with our love. And she completed me in a way that no one else ever has done. Of course, something like that doesn't last, does it? And there came a day when she left me. And I was devastated. I understand now that she didn't want to go, but that she had to go. I understand that now. At the time, I didn't understand it at all. I was a naive and very angry young man. I reasoned that she left me because I wasn't man enough to keep her. So I determined to be more man, and just ended up being more bastard. That year, I was not very nice to know. Yeah. I used women. A string of one-night stands, mostly. Quick, fuck and forget you. I became quite good at spotting the ones who needed that. There were three who stayed around longer, if you can call a few weeks longer, and one in particular who must have been a glutton for punishment. Every nasty, humiliating thing I did to her, she came back for more. I drank heavily. I went into town looking for trouble. I found it, of course. From my profile, you know that I did a lot of ballroom dancing. What I didn't say is that when I wasn't dancing, I was studying martial arts. I know how to hurt a man. I'm not a big guy by any stretch of the imagination, but fights aren't won in Hollywood style. They're usually over in a few seconds. It doesn't matter how big you are. What matters is who gets the first blow in. I, of course, could boast that I won every fight I ever started, but that isn't true. I can remember picking myself up off of pub floors on many occasions. And one particularly notable occasion, I picked the wrong guy. Not only was he bigger than me, he was quicker than me, and he put me down. I got up, and he put me down again. I got up, and I felt the blood trickling down the side of my face from a cut above my eye. And I looked at him and I laughed in his face. I don't know where that came from to this day. He must have thought I was insane because he walked off quickly. And I was left there, bleeding, and looked around at the crowd, because there was a small crowd that had gathered. And I saw the look on their faces. Disgust. Fear. they were afraid of me. That was when I realized what an asshole I was becoming, and I stopped. I reined myself in. I cleaned up my act. I even tried to apologize to Holly. Big mistake. I remember standing there in silence while she eviscerated me. Took apart every self-obsessed, bullying, pointless, sarcastic jibe I've ever thrown at her as a weapon. I like intelligent women, remember? And she used her intelligence to tear me apart. And she was absolutely right. It was a few weeks later that I met my wife. A very sweet and gentle and shy girl. Very unlike some of the women that I'd met before, and certainly nothing like the girl I was in love with. My reasons for marrying her were good and honourable. In the 25 years we have been together, I have been faithful to her. I consider myself an honourable man. And I stayed when I could have gone, and maybe should have gone. But I wasn't going to leave her on her own with two small children. Not after we lost the twin. Not after anyway. I want to entertain you on your trip back to wherever it is you're going. And I wanted you to hear the real me. So, this is a poem that I wrote after the girl of my dreams left me, and before I became Mr. Hyde, that dichotomy of my soul that exists, the romantic and the bastard. Both in the same person. The one contained, but still there, still waiting. This poem takes place on the Malvern Hills, one of my favourite places, remember? A place called British Camp, near the Three Counties Showground between Hereford, Worcester, and Monmouthshire, on the border of Wales. It's an old Iron Age hill fort. Beautiful view. One midsummer night. It's doggerel, perhaps, and has no real point. But I hope you enjoy. It's entitled, This Night. This night belongs to love. Time to dance in the rain, not wait for the sun. You are a storm, vibrant and vital. A tempest, fierce, savage, hungry. The moans and whimpers of your wild rain shatter my complacency. A thought shower, guiding my exploring hand. A thousand lightning pinpricks stab the cracks of my heart, rarely seen and seldom caressed. The storm grows, magnificent and primal, a savage thrash of sexual energy. Deep, throbbing bass. Notes that glide and ripple and wrap you in ringlets of pure joy. You laugh like tinkling wind chimes, a shimmering curtain of crystal showers. It titillates and tempts your unfettered imaginings of rain-dappled bodies in erotic embraces. Your rainstorm leaves my naked soul ripped of defense, wide-eyed and breathless beneath a cascade of starlight. I thunder aggression, pulses of desire, shudder and tremble, rage and fire. Every kiss has purpose. The taste of strawberries and cream lingers on your tongue, pink and longing. Lips, succulent and sweet, full and generous. While young pearls of thunder rattle their windows, reach out and take my hand. Embrace life and love and all that makes you smile. Our bodies together, while the rain plays our melody. I understand the storm, this need for chaos in a boring button-down 9-to-5. The world should be much more than a Tinder-watching Kindle box. Nature reminds us not everything makes sense. Not everything is perfect. The storm happens when we least expect it. And storm doesn't always take us where we want to go. But it takes us where we need to be. Let go. When you try to control everything, you enjoy nothing. Curtains billow and moonlight shadows beguile in diamond flame. Open and honest in curious poses, licking the walls with their intensity. Nowhere to hide from their knowing gazes. Take my hand and let me lead the way. Turbulent drums subside, pulsing to the rhythm of our dance. Slow strokes, kissing and caressing. Hushed breezes whisper our names. We cry to the night when even the sky feels the need to scream. And sometimes we need to cry to stop our hearts from drowning. And in that final moment of intimate honesty and shameless desire, when you can't hide behind rules and expectations, everything we hold dear drops with one last tear into the warm embrace of this night. Sweet dreams, little one. I hope to speak to you later.